Kitikrachi is an important town in the Volta region and one of the ports on the Volta Lake. It is also a gateway to the northern parts of the country. The language of the people, according to the Krachiura Nana Mpra Busumuna, is endangered. Nana Busumuna is on the phone from Kitikrachi to tell us why the language of his people is endangered. Good afternoon, Nana.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
And welcome. What is happening to the language of the people of Kitikrachi, Nana?
What I'm saying is that, you know, the Kitikrachi, we advance. And as you know, the Gwans in general are very vulnerable because though we are so many, we are scattered all over the country. And because of that, we are influenced by so many people, the people around which where we are settled. For example, we use Chi. You don't teach a Kachi man how to speak Chi. He's born and he speaks Chi. But we have a dialect which is Kachi. So because Chi is so popular, others are not motivated to cling to or to stick to the dialect because there's an easier alternative. Nobody who comes there tries even to learn the dialect because there's a ready alternative which is Chi. And as a result of this, those who are really speaking the dialect are getting less and less. Mind you, our scholars, our educated people, when they get they travel out, their children are not exposed to the dialect. You have the people of my generation. For example, we are married to Kachi women, but we don't even speak Kachi in our homes, which is a shame. And when you have a Kachi man marrying some other person, it means the situation is worse. So if our children, my generation, our children cannot speak the dialect, who are going to speak the dialect in the few years to come? That is why I say it's endangered.
Right. Now, Nana, what do you think can be done to revive the fortunes of languages such as yours?
Yes. What we have tried to do, Nana Numbi, is a big concern to us. It's a really big concern to us. So in collaboration with the Gilbert Foundation, we've managed to get them to come over to try to document our dialect, to write our dialect so that people can read. They have been able even to translate the New Testament into Kachi dialect. And then we ourselves too are trying to get our indigenous to try and speak the language, because language is a very important component of culture. And if language dies, certainly the culture will die with it. So we now we have an FM in Kitikrachi. So we are soliciting, or we are pleading, or you know, requesting that we should have some airtime so that Kachi language will be spoken, so that others will be forced to, you know, try and speak it. Let me give you the example of Chi. 10 years ago, who spoke Chi on radio? But now look at the crop of radio presenters that we have. Look at listen to the Chi they speak, the idioms and whatever. It's because it's been exposed and people are now getting interest. They are also trying to, you know, polish it up so that they speak 1 hour without introducing English. That's the kind of thing that I want for my people.
Nana, do you think perhaps we are concentrating too much on the English and other international languages in our schools to the detriment of our own local languages?
That is precisely so. That is precisely so, and that is my worry. You see, you can speak all the English that you have, but who are you? You introduce yourself, oh, this is the Kachi man. I come from Kachi. That's what pains us sometimes. And a lawyer or something, you talk to him in Kachi and he says, oh, I can't speak it. Yeah, you are devastating. You know, so we should all try, and my compatriots, we should all try and let our children speak the dialect.
Right. Nana, thank you very much for bringing out all these facts. I hope those involved will think seriously about what can be done about these languages.